905, welcome back to the Chad AC Show. News Talk 790 KFYO, online at KFYO.com, and with the Radio Pup app. You can listen wherever you travel, on your iPhone or Android phone, 770-5790, toll-free, 1-800-687-0790. We continue to take a look at the Texas primary season, Texas 2014, one of the big races out there for Texas Comptroller, Republican candidate. Joining me right now, Harvey Hildebrand. You can visit his website, harveyfortexas.com. Mr. Hildebrand, welcome back to the program. How are you?
Doing great. Good morning, Chad. How you doing? I was just in Lubbock yesterday evening for a few hours before heading back home, and had been on a West Texas swing all day yesterday. Was down in Midland, Odessa, and then came to Lubbock in the late afternoon and left last night to come back home, but we'll be back again.
Great. Well, I appreciate you joining us today. You've obviously been making your way around Texas. You had a pretty good fundraising report when the numbers came out. What are you hearing from Texans as you travel around the state when it comes to the comptroller's race?
I think we're getting a lot of response to our message, because we're the only candidate in this race that is talking about specific proposals, addressing specific issues that need to be addressed in the comptroller's office. We've recognized and identified what's working that we want to continue, and what hasn't been working as well that needs to be improved. And we're laying out a 10-point specific plan called a performance review. And we've got the first six items on the website, and next two will be coming out within a week, and then the last two the following week or two. So we are right on schedule, moving along. Our first TV ad hit yesterday. We were the first candidate in the controller's race to put a TV ad out. And it addresses our number five, I think, performance review number five, which is our performance pledge number five, which is the performance review, taking that back to the controller's office. Right now, the Legislative Budget Board does it. Hasn't worked as well. I'm a member of the Legislative Budget Board. The reason it doesn't work well is because there's no constitutional authority for the Legislative Budget Board to determine how much a recommendation costs or will save in terms of when it's introduced as legislation. That's the controller's office that offers the fiscal note. And if it's at the comptroller's office, you'll have both departments talking to each other. The research department that's come up with the issue, that's identified the problems and opportunities, and has come up with a recommendation of how to improve state government, how to streamline it, how to make it more efficient and more effective, and how to eliminate duplication, waste, fraud, and abuse. But when the bill comes before the legislature today, the fiscal note never matches what the Legislative Budget Board does and predicts. But if the controller's office does it, it'll be incumbent on those departments, research and revenue estimating, to be speaking to each other, getting on the same page, and making sure that the recommendation actually will save the amount of money projected, and that will show itself on a fiscal note, which is an official document saying what the bill will cost or save.
Visiting with Harvey Hildebrand, and you're talking about your performance pledge that people can see on your website. One of the areas that you address is also the IRS, correct?
Yes, sir. That was my very first one. I think it was our third one, but first one we put a video out on back in late August. And that's an issue where, you know, where there's limited authority of the comptroller's office to deal with the IRS. But the reason we think it's something we can do is when the controller's office has 2,700 employees, many of which are experts in tax policy, both federal and state tax policy, there are established channels of communication between the IRS and the comptroller's office. Each agency has designated people that are designated to talk to each other. And so we think that when we discover something in the media, or a particular businessman or woman brings us a case of abuse from the IRS to them, or a Tea Party or some other conservative organization or any other nonprofit feels like they're being mistreated, they're not getting their tax exempt certificate in a timely manner, that we have our people that are talking to the IRS, ask them about it, engage them. I think that most of the time they would get right on it and fix it. If they didn't, then we push harder. If they don't do that, then we hold a press conference drawing attention to that, just as the Republican leaders in Congress did last summer when it first came out about the Obama's IRS targeting Texas conservative groups and American conservative groups. And basically, when you draw that attention to them, the light of day shines on them. They responded and did what they should have been doing for the last couple of years, and that's getting the paperwork done and complying with the law and cooperating with the applicants instead of being adversarial and abusing them.
A lot of Americans, and it's been in the news quite a bit, obviously, with these data breaches, whether they be at Target or some of the other stores across the nation, a lot of Americans paying attention to that. Is that something Texans should be paying attention to when it comes to the comptroller's office?
Absolutely, and that's one of the proposals we've made and identified that as an area that we've got to make a promise to protect people's private data. The controller's office receives personal private data, and it's incumbent on the office to protect that data. Unfortunately, 2-3 years ago, we had a data breach in the comptroller's office, and so that's why that's an issue, because we've had a data breach, and we've got to protect and make sure that never happens again and protect people's private data. And I plan to do that, and I've come up with ways to do it, and we've got a whole write-up on what we would do, and so that's another important issue that we've laid out. None of the other campaigns have weighed in on any of these issues. None of the other campaigns have come up with any other issues except maybe a sales tax holiday for hunting and fishing, or for which, shoot, I'm pro hunting and fishing and been a big supporter of Second Amendment rights, and you know, that's the thing about this race is that all four of the candidates are conservative. All four of the candidates, there may be a little variation. I think one candidate's a little bit more libertarian. I think the other three are traditional conservatives. Two of us, I think the leading contenders in the race, we've had the longest legislative records. Our records, by and large, are the same. And we're both 100% pro-life. We're both 100% Second Amendment and pro-gun rights, pro-family, pro-business, but I'm the only candidate in the race that's specifically laying out what we need to do to improve the controller's office, to make it more responsible, more responsive to Texas and Texas taxpayers, and help to use it to help cooperate with and partner with Texas businesses to grow the Texas economy, to make us all more prosperous. And part of that is being fair and consistent in tax administration. Today we're not, and we need to do a better job of that. We need to be cooperative, not adversarial like we are today. We need to provide the same rights as the state enjoys in a taxpayer and tax dispute resolution process. And I propose a Texas Taxpayer Bill of Rights to give Texas taxpayers the same rights as the state has in a tax dispute, and make sure the playing field is even and leveled, and both sides have the same rights and are entitled to the same information. And that's going to be very helpful. People are responding to all these issues. It's resonating with them. And we are the candidate of substance, the candidate that has a specific plan, has a vision for this office of what we want to accomplish when we're elected. You know, if you're running for office, Chad, you ought to know what you want to do. Every agency in state government can be improved. And if you're running for office and don't know what you want to improve and can't talk specifically and substantively about it, you really probably shouldn't be running. We have the ideas. We've identified them. We're running a substantive campaign. We have a vision for the office. I have the business management skills and legislative experience as a Ways and Means Chairman of oversight over the controller's office, and we are using that experience, and we've identified the issues, and we're laying them out for the voters, and we're the only candidate that's done that.
Visiting with Harvey Hildebrand. You can visit his website, harveyfortexas.com. Before I let you go, you take a look at the job Susan Combs did. She's taken flack from both sides of the aisle, Republicans and Democrats. What is your opinion on the job Susan Combs did? And you've spoken already that there are areas you can improve. Overall, though, do you think she did a good job when it came to keeping track of finances?
Well, I think, honestly, she has a mixed record. She did some things very well. I really like her transparency initiatives. I want to continue those. You know, and as the chairman of Ways and Means the last 2 years and a member of the committee for four terms, the last 2 terms as chairman and 4 terms total membership, I've been in a position to learn what's working in the agency and what needs to be improved. And she's done some good things that I want to continue, transparency issues, a number of other initiatives that we've addressed and talked about in the campaign that we want to continue. Then there's areas like tax administration, protecting data, a number of other areas, improving customer service, and a number of other areas that we've laid out on the website that we want to improve. And then we've also identified ideas that no one else was talking about, that she wasn't talking about, wasn't that she was not doing a good job with them. She just wasn't talking about the need to bring back the performance review, mm-hmm. which I've been talking about ever since I got, became Ways and Means Chairman and learned how the LBB is not able to do the job that the controller's office used to do when that function was there. So she's got a mixed record. There's lots of things I support. I appreciate her service to the state. I've worked with her, and I've worked with her closely as Ways and Means Chair. I want to continue many of her important objectives and initiatives and accomplishments, and I want to address the things that I think need to be improved. I've laid them out specifically, and I want to address other ideas that just hadn't been raised until my campaign.
Harvey Hildebrand, Republican candidate for Texas Comptroller, appreciate your time. People can visit your website, harveyfortexas.com, and it's four is actually spelt out, F-O-R, harveyfortexas.com. Appreciate your time.
Yes, Chad, and as you know, I'm the West Texas candidate in the race. I'm a Red Raider, Texas Tech X, and the only candidate in this race living west of I-35.
There you go. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Take care. Bye.
Have a good one out there.